Okay, we turn now to the big news, sports story of the day. And that's the announcement last night that Declan Bonner is to step away as the new men's, as the men's senior football team manager. So attention's now turned to who might be the new manager. Mick McGrath, chair of Donegal GEA, he joins us now. Hi, Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Okay, so first and foremost, I presume you want to pay tribute to Declan for what he's given to the county. He owes us nothing.
Absolutely. I think it's been well voiced over the last 24 hours. He got a very good farewell by county committee last night. He was appointed 5 years ago by county committee, and he walked out the door with his head held high last night. He frustrated that he didn't win in Ulster the final this year, but I think he's given it his fair shot. He's given it a good shot. And people appreciate that, and the real GA people throughout the county will know that he served a huge apprenticeship from 2011, coming through with under 16, 17, under 21 teams, minor team. We got a minor team to an All-Ireland final in 2014, right through to senior. And he would have liked to have won a couple of other Ulster titles and maybe brought the team further, but it wasn't to be. And he certainly has left things in a very good state in the county. And it's time for him to walk away, and he can do that, I think, with pride.
You talked about real GEA fans there in your comments. He referenced genuine GEA fans, so I presume it's no coincidence both of you made that distinction. What is to you a real GEA fan versus a non-real GEA fan?
Well, I think that when you look at the structure of the GAA throughout the country, and we can only look at it in our own county, we have 40 units, 40 clubs throughout the county, and everybody's striving to help out what it's all about. And what is the GAA all about? It's about introducing young people to Gaelic Games activities, which is a huge, huge emphasis within each club area. And that's down from underage at under 6 years high compared to 10 years ago when it was under 12. So we've got a lot of kids coming in at under 6 right through to adult level, and lots of female and male in put, and you've got hurling, camogie, Gaelic football and LDFA, and they're all intertwined and intermingled through. Our facilities, our infrastructure facilities have been upgraded on an ongoing basis, and that's a great pride to communities. It's great pride to be involved in the club area. It's great pride to see development going on, and kids being taken away from maybe other things, other magnets that are out there as you grow up, and giving them a sporting background and a community introduction and into what a pride of wearing your club colours.
So, if a family, say a family of four travelled to Clonus to watch Donegal, they're not necessarily involved with their local club. And maybe they're not happy with how the team played, and they express that. They're not real fans then, is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to. That.
No,
well, so I'm
no,
just...
no. There are people that are involved in it. And you asked me what were the real people that are involved in the GA, and I answered that. There are other people then that would only go to club matches, and then there are other people that are not involved in clubs around their own area that would only follow the county team. So there's a mixture of everything. There are people away living outside of the county. Donegal people that are living in other counties and have made their homes away from Donegal, but still support Donegal and wouldn't miss a county match. So that's another area and another notch to the wheel. But the majority are through the proper structures of the club area.
Yeah.
And then you've got the negative people that are out there that use social media as a way of just getting stuff off their chest, and they're experts in everything except if they're involved in anything. And, you have to accept the mix in society, you've got to manage it the best you can, and you've got to understand it. And I appreciate positiveness in my life and positiveness around me, and I appreciate positive people and constructive people. Negative people and whingers and that, you can't do much about those. There's a lot of them out there, but the vast majority of people that support anything in life will look at a balanced view of where it is. And if Declan Bonner walks away last night from the position of being 5 years in charge of the biggest organisation named him in the county.
Yes.
And he's done a good job, the majority of people will say.
Yeah, okay. So, Mick, you're slightly muffled there. If you could maybe, I don't know if it's the line or if the receiver, if you could just move it just slightly closer to your mouth. It's just slightly muffled, and I know people will be interested in what you have to say, Mick.
Okay, is that better?
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, Mick. So now, okay, in terms of appointing a new manager, you are going to assemble or have assembled a three-person team. And clubs can nominate. What is the process there? Do the panel select from the nominations, or do they take that on board and maybe even pursue their own candidates and then come up with some sort of a final decision? How does the process work, Mick?
Well, the process works that we're given. We go to the clubs, which we did do last night. We met the clubs last night, and Declan Bonner spoke to the clubs. But once he left the room, I outlined to the delegates representing the clubs that were at the meeting that we would take nominations from themselves. So if there's somebody living in any particular catchment area throughout the county that's interested in for coming forward for an interview, that feel that they're capable of doing the job or would be interested in the job, then they can get their club to nominate them. Now, the three-person committee that will be selected to do the interview and will be people that will be high-powered, skillful people, not knowledgeable in sports science, former management, whatever the terms and conditions and skills that are required will definitely be included in that interview panel. They then will have the choice of deciding who they would recommend to back to the credit committee for appointment and the reasons why they've selected that person. There's a lot of names been echoed around the county, but when you come down to talking and approaching these people, that not all might be interested. So they've got the opportunity to democratically come forward now and get an interview if there's somebody out there that wishes that to happen. So we're doing it in a democratic and fair way as we can.
Yeah, we're seeing how other teams are doing it and how we're doing it as well. But, you know, you kind of need deep pockets in this day and age to compete at the top level. And, you know, prospective candidates might come back and say, well, yeah, I'd be interested, but this is what I need, you know, from the county board. Like, do we have the resources to attract the most ambitious of candidates, you know, that might want to sort of adopt even more so some of the training techniques, the nutrition and everything else that goes along with this elite sport now? Like, will the county board, do you think, have to dig a little bit deeper?
Well, we'll have to see the candidates that are interested in applying, number one. We will also have to see what we can sustain financially within the structure of where we are going with the budget. So we will be reporting back to our own county committee. We just can't go out there and make a crazy financial commitment that maybe isn't sustainable. So no, we'll use a lot of sensible approach to it.
And Mick, we heard from Declan yesterday. I think he indicated he'd prefer to see the next manager from within the county. Can you, as chair, express a view in that regard?
Well, with all respect to anybody that has come into Donegal in the last number of years from other counties, my own wish would be that we should be sustainable within our county right through from bottom to top. That's not always possible. The people that maybe are not available, people that don't come forward, or indeed a specific area that we might not have the proper quality in. And we must remember the most important fundamental thing here. The players have been used now, they've got used to the structure of being dealt with professionally, even though it's an amateur sport, dealt with professionally in their preparations. And they expect a certain level, of expertise and skilled people around them. And if the people are not available in Donegal, then sometimes you have to go outside the county. And that's what we've never been afraid to do. But I would like to see us following a structure where we can develop and educate people right through from where we are at the moment, we started 2 years ago building an academy within the county. And that's an academy in not alone teaching our younger players how to play the game to the level we want to play them, but also the coaches coming forward, the medical background, what we need, the sports science people, the strength and conditioning people, and all associated with building a team for the future and all associated with bringing Donegal back to a level that we want them to be at.
Mm.
That's what we have to do. Balancing that right is not always easy.
No, it's
but
tough.
We have to try to do it.
And do you see the role of the new team coming in, headed by the manager, as sort of continuing the journey started by Declan Bonner, or do you believe maybe the county team we're going into a period of rebuilding, you know, maybe rebuilding, reorganising? In other words, do fans need to manage their expectations as well?
Well, I think that's a very good point, Craig. I think that sometimes in Donegal, the fans expect maybe more from the team than what the team can deliver. And we have to be fair to the team. They're trying their best to win every day they go out, and it's not always possible. They also have to play to a certain style to the best of their strengths. And that's been well voiced by previous managers, not just Declan Bonner. And that doesn't always, the style of play that Donegal have played doesn't always please the players. And that has certainly been voiced, and we're not deaf to the voice that has come out over the last number of years. I suppose that there has been too much lateral play, that there's been too much defensive play. But, there's not an awful lot wrong with getting towards the finals. It's about winning them, unfortunately, and when you lose them by a point or two, it can be very frustrating for everybody involved. And I think that you must to bring in a new manager and tell him you want to play a different type of football is restricting him to what he might want to do. So again, you've got to get the balance right. And I think that it's very difficult to get your senior team to play one particular way, and your underage might be playing a different way. So I think there's a connection with our academy, with our underage teams, has to come from right from the bottom through. But the style that we're playing in the county, it's very important that we get that style coming right through from underage, right through the senior level. And there's a bit of work to be done on that, and that's a challenge ahead there for everybody involved.
I don't know how to ask this question sensitively, and you can just disregard it if you think I'm talking nonsense, but, you know, obviously between working here and previously down at Northwest Radio, it seems historically there can be camps within the GEA, you know, of influential people, and, you know, they can be happy with a manager or they can be unhappy with a manager. And even from the get-go, sometimes there can be a little bit of back-channeling or sniping. And I'm not talking necessarily about fans. I'm on about maybe people who've got strong involvements in the games or had in the past. Do you recognise that that is a thing? And would you like to see us maybe try and unite as a county at all levels behind whomever might take over this job going forward?
I think if I'm being honest, which I will be, there are always people that are sniping in the background, and for different reasons. And I think that you have to be above that, and you have to accept that it's there. And no more than negativity, you've got to accept that there's a certain amount of it there. And you must manage that, but you must be above it and not let it affect you. And you must concentrate on the job that you take on board, whether it's at administration level, manager, managing teams, or playing on the field. And the majority of the supporters, appreciate the work that's going on, appreciate the efforts that players and managers put in, and appreciate following Donegal in bad times as well as the good times. And there are bad times and good times, and the good times are good and the bad times are bad. And that's a simple, too easy word to understand.
Yeah.
And I think that I go back to the first point that I made, that this is about bringing forward, you know, from under sixes right through to senior levels and getting the green and gold at Donegal flags flying again. And it's a great opportunity for a new manager to come in now to bring his own stamp to it. I don't think we should be telling a new manager how to run his affairs. He will be told very, very quickly by everybody involved, whether it's the players, the spectators, and everybody that's connected, and give them opinions. He'll know himself whether he's got things going right or he's not got things going right. So that's what he's got. He's got to be above, certain criticisms that he will get. He's got to handle constructive criticism as well as the claps on the back. And, it's a huge job. It's probably the biggest sporting job in County Donegal, managing the Donegal senior football team. So it's important that we get the right person. It's important that the right person comes forward. And all the compromises that have to occur within that structure being put in to a proper process will have to be put in, and we will have to handle the things that are being interviewed, things that are making final decisions of appointments. So I think that's a very, very important to restore pride into it all, and to bring enthusiasm back into the colours of Donegal again, and that's what we're going to try to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, we want to see all the flags out. If we're in an Ulster final now, it's almost like, well, the flags don't come out till we're in a semi or something. Very finally, Mick, what's the time frame on this? Like, when do we have to have a manager appointed, and when would you like to see a manager appointed?
Well, if I could maybe start answer the first part first. Our first next competitive game isn't until January of next year, and so our pre-season normally starts in around the beginning of October, when we'll be putting fellas in the squad on. In maybe even the end of September, beginning of October, into strength and conditioning programs. They'll come back in training on the field in a group, probably in November, beginning of November, middle of November, whenever our date is.
All right, I think we've lost Mick. I'm not sure if that line's going to return for us. No, it's not, unfortunately. Sorry about that, but I don't think we can get that question off air rather than, I know Mick, like everyone's very busy this morning. Some of your comments, Michael Murphy or Maxi Curran, either of those two would be ideal candidates for the job of Donegal manager. Another caller said, one man Donegal GA need now to get to back to big time is Mickey Hart. That would be an interesting proposition. The first time I've seen his name associated with the job, with all the speculation and stuff that I've been reading. Hi, Greg. Sure, yourself would make a great Donegal manager. I think what they're suggesting there is that by me asking questions, that in some way I think I'm qualified. No, of course I'm not. Right, we are a family of four and attended every Donegal match except the one in Clonus. Cost is a big factor at the moment, and 4 p.m. kickoff a bit too late. May I add, I have tickets from the Donegal match that were cancelled due to COVID and was unable to get a refund. Okay, let us take a break. We'll come back with more of your comments. Two on Sean was on talking about his horn's not working properly. That was one element of it, but also he was suggesting that people should think before they toot. Sean says, my Citroen car has a two-tier car horn, light tone for towns and noisier for the countryside. Perhaps all cars should have these. Really? Go on, WhatsApp audio your horn to us. I want to hear both tones. Does Sean know that you can fail the NCT or MOT with a faulty horn? Well, he knows now. Okay, I was going to say that, but I just thought, you know what? There's a time and a place, and it just didn't feel right in that conversation.